make it do it. Makes sense. Honor, better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right. Comes back to the left. Going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Well, unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura.
Nathan Zagura alongside the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan, today filling in for Vic Carucci. And it is an exciting day to be a Cleveland Browns fan, ladies and gentlemen. The team making it official. They have signed cornerback Joe Hayden to a 5-year extension that will keep him in Cleveland as a member of the Browns through the 2019 season. In many ways, Joe Hayden has been the face of this franchise for the last few years. He is now going to be here through 2019. It's part of what Ray Farmer, the general manager, has talked about. Keeping your core young players together, your core top talent, they have done that. They are retaining him. Joe Hayden here for 5 years. Reports are, hasn't been confirmed by the Browns, but reports are that this is a deal worth $68 million, a deal that will make Joe Hayden the highest paid cornerback in the National Football League. And when we do get that confirmation, we will let you know so that we can make sure that that is official. But Jim, on a roller coaster of a week.
Yes.
We now get to at least go back up again with the signing of Joe Hayden today.
That's right. And as topsy-turvy, with a lot of highs, but there was a low and a valley that we hit on Friday night. But certainly after the high on Thursday night, I mean, we went way down and then we came back up and, you know, kind of steadied out for the remainder of the draft. But this is big news. Big news. You did not want to have this linger.
No.
You did not want this going into training camp. And then, you know, the old procedure of, well, we're going to stop negotiating right now. We're not going to talk until the end of the year. You just didn't want to have that hanging out there. And so you went out and you get the deal done. He's a great player. He's got huge upside. He loves the city. He loves everything about the city, not just the Browns. I mean, he's involved. He's bought into it, no matter what the regime has been here in place when he's been a player here. And I think it's a huge win for him and a great win for this franchise.
It's a huge win for Joe Hayden. You're absolutely right about that. And it's a big day, I think, for this franchise in light of everything that's gone on, to know that you can lock up a quality human being, a quality player, an elite player on this team. Second, last year was his first Pro Bowl, second team All-Pro. He is the guy right now. He is 20 passes defense in 2013, third in the NFL, 67 since joining the Browns, second in the league since 2010. Joe Hayden is one of the premier cornerbacks in the league, and he now will be paid like one of the premier cornerbacks in the league, if not the premier cornerback in the league. And it's an exciting day. This is what Ray Farmer has stressed since taking over as the general manager of the Browns, that you use the draft to bring in great talent, then you grow that talent, and then you retain that talent when it comes time. And this is something that, unlike last year's situation with Alex Mack, which fortunately had a happy ending, this is something that won't be a distraction all year long. This won't be anything we have to discuss.
Right.
Joe Hayden is here through 2019.
There is nothing worse, okay, because every team goes through it, and this team has. There is nothing worse than going through those hazy hot days of training camp and having an important player linger out there in the midst of not having a deal done, because you just, you know, tempers get a little bit frayed.
Sure.
You go into, you know, you can have a chip on your shoulder, and sometimes that can be effective, or you can have a chip on the shoulder and it can weigh a player down. And a player can then suddenly start to really negotiate with everybody in the NFL and say, well, listen, if I can't get a deal done with my team, I'm going to show everybody else how valuable I am.
Absolutely.
And then they go against what you're trying to do.
Right.
And this guy's not like that. Now, I want to bring this up about him, okay? And it's in regards to Josh Gordon. This guy had a bump in the road a couple of years ago himself, Joe Hayden.
He did.
And he vowed that that would never happen again. He missed those four games, and the team, Nathan, truly missed him. I mean, there were games that were right there in their grasp, and they got away because the Browns didn't have a cornerback to cover because Joe Hayden was out due to his suspension. But he came back, and he lit it up, and he has, you know, he was really remorseful for what happened, and I give him a lot of credit because he came back and became a true leader on the team. He realizes those four games that one year probably cost him a Pro Bowl bid. You know, it really did. I mean, he just didn't play enough that year to really get the recognition that he deserved. I mean, he was the little secret that we had here.
He
we knew how great
secret.
He was, but we didn't. The rest of the NFL didn't quite know yet. So, you know, it can be done where you have a bump on the road early in your career. Joe did. And look at him today. He's across the room. He's about, what, 25 feet from us getting ready to sign with reportedly a $68 million deal, and it's a huge situation for him.
It's a life-changing situation for him, for his family. I actually had the opportunity before we came on the air to go in there and talk to Joe and give him my congratulations, and he's fired up, and as well he should be. He has earned it, and that's a great point you make, and it's something that kind of comes on the heels of what Jimmy Haslam said yesterday about Josh Gordon, that he's going to be a Brown for a long time, and we're going to try to help him out and make sure that he doesn't have another one of these bumps in the road. And having a guy like Joe Hayden here, who has taken Josh Gordon under his wing, and I think getting the sense yesterday, I was out at the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf outing, a lot of the players were really surprised about this Josh Gordon news. They really had felt that he had been someone who had made a change in how he was approaching things. Yeah, there was actually a sense of genuine surprise about it.
I would agree with that, and I'll tell you why. Because I thought that he had been exposed to what his potential was. Maybe he knew that he was as gifted a receiver as it looks like he is going to become. But I think, you know, the fact that he got to the Pro Bowl, the fact that every week now more and more people were saying, hey, do you see that Gordon guy with the Browns? I mean, he's elite. And I thought that he had soaked up some of that and said, boy, look at the great things that can be done here. You know, if I just continue to play and improve at the rate that I'm doing it very early in my career. So I thought, I agree with what you're saying, and I'm sure, you know, the feeling that you got from the players. I truly believe that he saw the great side of being a truly all-pro NFL wide receiver, and I thought that he was going to, you know, embrace that, but it looks, you know, if all reports are what they are, that there is, you know, there's a big bump in the road for him.
There is a big bump in the road. It'll be interesting to see how it's handled here by the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
But you have to hope that seeing a day like today for a guy like Joe Hayden, who went through a minor hiccup, as you said, that this can be another example for Josh Gordon and the Cleveland Browns, the management, the city, of what's possible when you do put your mind to making sure you get things done. And again, Jimmy Haslam yesterday, to reiterate, basically said we're counting on Josh being a good football player for the Browns for a long time to come. Joe Hayden, we know, will be a good football player for the Browns for a long time to come. Again, the reports are $68 million total in the new deal, which will make him the highest paid cornerback in the National Football League. And Joe Hayden has certainly deserved it.
And, you know, the thing that players on the Browns roster have to look at right now is this. Okay, there's great potential here, and there's great excitement, and there's a lot of sizzle after what happened on Thursday night. The other thing is they have to realize that if you're really good here, you're going to get taken care of.
Yes.
Joe Thomas got taken care of. Alex Mack through the CBA and the different kinds of tags that can be put on you, he ended up as the top-paid center in the NFL through that deal. And, you know, I think that the Browns were a great part of that and allowed him to go out and make a deal, and then they matched it. Joe Hayden now the same way. So if I'm Jordan Cameron and I'm sitting out there, I'm just saying, hey, listen, I play my cards right and I play well on the field, this franchise is going to take care of me.
Jordan Cameron, Jabal Sheard,
yes.
Absolutely. They should feel that way. And Phil Taylor, they picked up the fifth-year option on his deal. Another,
good
again,
point.
Sign.
Yeah.
This is what we are going to do for this football team going forward. Again, it's Nathan Zagura. It's Jim Donovan here filling in for Vic Carucci today. And our Ohio Business Machine's hot topic of the day. Number one, your reaction to the Joe Hayden deal, a Brown through 2019. What is your reaction to that? Who's the next player you'd like to see the team sign to a long-term deal? Also want to get reaction to the draft. Yesterday was a unique show since we were out at the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf event. And I want to thank everybody who came out to that and contributed to the great cause. It was a great time. I also want to thank all the players who were there. It was a great event. Renee Harvey, Leah Krause did a great job on that. And, of course, J.W. Johnson was there representing the foundation. Great job. A lot of people donating a lot of money to a great cause and had a great time. And I was honored to be a part of it. So thank you guys for doing that. Now, one of the things we didn't get, because of that, though, we didn't get to talk about the draft as much. We had a lot of players coming through. So we do want to get your reactions to the draft, reaction to the Hayden signing. Again, who's the next player you'd like to see signed to a long-term deal? And then finally, there's one question that's out there that a lot of people are talking about because of the comments made by Jimmy Haslam that the organization has made it clear to Johnny Manziel he's starting as a backup.
Right.
If you're Brian Hoyer right now, you hear that, you should be happy. You've gotten what you wanted. And I think what Brian Hoyer has earned, in my mind, in the limited time we've seen him, Jim, is the ability to come in as the starter and compete to retain that job. And Johnny Manziel has earned the right to come in and challenge for that job. If, based on the comments you've heard, though, I like the way the Browns are handling it. You're not going to be handing anything, Johnny Manziel, but we sure hope you can earn something.
No, because it's different. I think Brandon Whedon was handed the job when he came in. I mean, you know, the logistics were what they were. I mean, you know what? They drafted him in the first round. We're going to put him in there. You know, Colt McCoy, you know, I can remember very well standing with Colt McCoy when it was announced very early in camp by Pat Shurmur that, you know, Whedon was the starting quarterback. And I remember McCoy saying, I thought there was going to be a competition here.
Right.
And I think that there has to be a competition here coming up in July. I really do. And I think day-to-day it has to be played
Absolutely.
Out on the field. And I think visually, the coaches and maybe us and certainly those guys on the field, they're going to see it, who their starting quarterback is going to be. Now, on Hoyer, you're right. I mean, Brian is saying all the right things, and Brian is doing all the right things,
Absolutely.
Too. And I think even at the end of the minicamp, where they were so pleased with the physical progress he had made from that ACL surgery and the rehab of it, that they were comfortable, I think, with where he was. And I think Brian said, hey, listen, I fully expect to be the starting quarterback in Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. That's all great, but I think Brian Hoyer realizes that he's going to have to work towards that. So I think it lends itself to a great competition.
It's going to be a great
competition.
I think,
and it should be won out on the field, not in the draft, and not because of two games last year.
And that's exactly right. And if there's one thing that has been a consistent theme from this team about Johnny Manziel, and one of the things that they like the most about him, mm-hmm. is that he's ultra competitive.
Yeah.
And when you tell someone who is ultra competitive that you're the backup, that's going to get that ultra-competitive
right.
juices. Get those juices flowing in Johnny Manziel. They're going to be able to get the best out of him early. I think psychologically speaking, it was a smart move. I think organizationally speaking, trying to manage the chaos that's going to come with a guy like Johnny Manziel, it was a smart move. And it's also going to light a fire under Brian Hoyer, who's a very competitive guy, as well to maintain what he has his hands on.
Absolutely. And there's a fire under Brian Hoyer anyway, because Brian Hoyer realizes that he probably walked into the best possible situation that he could have around the NFL. I mean, for years he was the understudy for the best, okay?
The best.
And now it's an opportunity for him to take that and put it into work and put it into place and win a competition and win the job. And if he wins it, then it definitely is his, and Johnny Manziel is going to have to wait. But it's going to be played out on the field, not going to be decided. I really don't think it will be decided in some meeting room.
No, I you know, absolutely agree
before
with that.
Before a snap is taken, I mean.
I don't think no question. It's going to be done on the field. The only way they're starting Johnny Manziel is if he goes out there and he wins it there on the field in the competition over the course of camp, and I think you're exactly right. Before we get into all that and we get your phone calls, which we want, we're going to get in just a second, 216-578-0850. One thing to me that is just remarkable is the change in the feeling about the direction of the front office of this organization in 5 months' time. If you think about the way everything went down last year, the way the Alex Mack thing was handled, the way all the chaos, everything that ensued, and all of a sudden you have Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, they end up getting married, the way the draft goes down, and now this day with Joe Hayden being locked up long-term, the Phil Taylor fifth-year option being picked up, the way they played the Alex Mack thing beautifully and now have him in a long-term situation. You've been here a lot longer than I have, Jim. How surprised are you, or how good do you feel about the direction that it seems things are going from the front office perspective?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm pleasantly surprised, because when we sat here in January and you and I and Vic were in this room on many of the days, the day of the coach being fired and the day of the upheaval in the front office, and said, what the heck are we going to do? I mean, guys like Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine wore those stickers on their jackets that said, hello, my name is.
Sure.
Because they had to be introduced. I mean, we didn't know anything. I mean, Ray was a very pleasant guy who walked in the shadow, I believe, of Mike Lombardi and Joe Banner and took his spot and gave advice and everything like that, but certainly wasn't the out front guy that he was going to need to become. And the same Mike Pettine came from in the pack, or maybe the back of the pack, but he got to the front of the pack to be the head coach. I'm amazed at the progress that they've made. I was amazed at what they were able to accomplish in free agency, because as Ray Farmer said to me on Wednesday, Nathan, the day before the draft, in free agency, you got to be like a college recruiter. You got to love them. You got to convince them to come here. And when you're 4-12 a lot, it's a harder pitch. It's going to cost you more dollars, which you're prepared to pay, but it's a harder pitch because free agents want to win.
They do want to win.
Sometimes they'll give up money to win.
Absolutely. And to get guys that have come from winning programs.
Right.
Dante Whitner was coming from a winning program. Yes, he gets to come back home, so that's a nice appeal with him. But Dansby, Ben Tate, Andrew Hawkins, the guys that they were able to bring into this organization, it says something about him as the recruiter. It says something about Ray Farmer that he's able to get his players locked up on these extensions as well, because people want to be here. There's a changing narrative, and you add in the fact the drafting of Johnny Manziel, there is a changing perception of this Cleveland Browns team, obviously amongst the players in the National Football League and amongst the media at large here around town and around the country. When we come back, let's get your phone calls in here. I believe this is another great day for the Cleveland Browns and a great day to be a Browns fan. Joe Haden, the star cornerback of our team, locked up through 2019 on a deal. We haven't gotten the confirmation on the financials, but on a deal that is reportedly worth $68 million, making him the highest paid cornerback in the National Football League. We want to get your thoughts on that. The next player you'd like to see sign up. And let's talk that draft as well. We haven't gotten a chance to really get meaty on what I thought was a great draft that showed a clear philosophical direction that the Cleveland Browns will take under Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer. It's Nathan Zagura. It's Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, here with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.